am very disappointed. We went through a process earlier this summer prior to hiring Mike Babcock as our head coach, but we got it wrong, and that's on us. I can promise you we will learn from this moving forward. I also understand the criticism that we are getting. It is deserved, but we can all we can do now is learn from it and do everything we can to help our coaches and players get ready for the season. My excitement about our team and what we can accomplish this season has not changed, and we are looking forward to going north. We understand the expectations of ownership, and we will continue to be evaluated every day. That's part of the job. We understand that, but our focus right now is on our players and our coaches and getting ready for this season. I know this is a major misstep that we have to move past. I would like to thank the NHL, and I would like to thank the NHL Players Association. When we first heard of these issues, when we had discussions with both of those groups, we welcomed an investigation. They were very transparent with the information we received, and we digested the information, and from there, in talking with Mike Babcock, we decided there was no going back. The resignation went forward from that point on. We're coming into camp healthy. We have added quality players to our team. We have built a deep and talented group of prospects. We're excited about this team and where we're headed. We have to get through this situation. On a very personal note, this is one of the toughest times I've been a part of in my long dealings and career in the National Hockey League. It's very troubling for me. But we also know and firmly believe that we have a good group. We care about our people. We care about our staff. We've learned a lot as a group. We've learned a lot to help us go forward. And I plan on going forward. Thank you.
This morning I had a meeting with the players, and I apologized for any inconvenience, awkward situation that this may have put them in, and it was my sincere apology to them. I'm extremely disappointed by what has transpired over the last week. We understood the dynamics of hiring Mike before we did so, and understand the criticism now that it didn't work out the way we had planned. Mike was hired based on personal relationships we've had with him, the feedback we'd received from numerous people in the game that we know and respect, and extensive conversations with Mike. It's obviously fair to question our due diligence, but I can assure you that it was done thoroughly. At the end of the day, I believe that Mike Babcock deserved another opportunity to coach. Obviously, that was a mistake, and that responsibility is mine. I do not believe there were any ill intentions on Mike's part in the way he conducted interviews with our players to get to know them. However, whether there was intent or not, some of our players weren't comfortable with his methods, and that was concerning. As we gathered information and had numerous discussions, both internally and externally, it became very clear that the distractions caused by this were too great and were having a negative impact on our players. As a result, we came to a conclusion with everybody involved in the process that the best course of action was for Mike to step down and Pascal Vincent to take over as the head coach Columbus Blue Jackets. Our organization is built on values that we take very seriously. We value hard character and attitude with the emphasis on pride, professionalism, and respect. These are the ideals that guide how we operate on the ice, in the community, and in everything that we do. We are committed to doing the best we can and doing things the right way to represent our organization, city, fans, in a manner that earns their respect, trust, and support. Nothing is more important. We believe our players and everyone else inside and outside our organization should be treated with respect all the times. Failing to live up to that standard is not acceptable. Are we perfect? No. Can we do better? Yes, and we will. Pascal is prepared for this opportunity. He has earned it. While the circumstances are less than ideal, he's a very good coach, and nothing should detract from that. He was a strong candidate as we went through the POT process and looked at earlier this year, and we are fortunate to have him in a position to lead our team. And just like JD said, that, and I told this to our team too, that for a little while, this is the most excited that I've been going into the training camp, and it's sad that we're here talking about this, and disappointing, obviously, but there's a lot of excitement inside the locker room to put this past us, move forward, and stick together and make us a stronger team.